Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Weekend Digital Marketing So Far. It's Friday, July 24th, 2020, and we don't have any YouTube news this week. So we're actually going to get started off over on Google. Now let's dive into Google. Google's mobile-first indexing release has been pushed back until March of 2021. And that's because Google engineers discovered there are still plenty of websites out there that just aren't ready yet for mobile-first indexing. Google is testing waiving fees for retailers that sell directly on Google in the Buy with Google program. They're also going to allow retailers to use PayPal or Shopify to process the payments. So if you're an e-commerce retailer out there, especially if you're on Shopify, you can now sell products if you can get into this test, or if it goes, you know, to everyone else, if they roll this out to everybody, you can sell directly on Google. You can have the payments processed by Shopify and pay a $0 commission to Google. That's a much better alternative than selling through Amazon all of a sudden. So this is Google gearing up and going to war against Amazon. Google Search Console added the ability to filter data inside of the performance report just from the news tab in Google. This is interesting to me because that means if we can get news tab only data and image tab only data, we could also probably get traffic and impression data from every other tab inside of Google, all the different little types of search they have there in the tabs. That's really neat to me, and I'm actually looking forward to hopefully more of these coming into Google Search Console. Google My Business this week was spotted offering businesses a $50 per month subscription to get that little Google guaranteed badge on their local business profile. This appears to be a no-brainer for most businesses that your services, especially if you're a local service provider, that your services will now be guaranteed by Google and backed by that Google insurance program for just $50 a month, and it'll get that little badge on the profile, which could increase CTRs. The jury is actually still out, though. Local SEOs do still disagree on whether or not this is something you should do. There's also the fact that this is not yet appear to be rolled out to everyone. I went through all of the businesses we have access to, and none of them have gotten a message from Google requesting that they buy this. So it could be an early test. It could just be a slow release. They're just rolling it out slowly through different industries or through different regions. But pay attention, see if you get an email from Google My Business, or check your Google My Business dashboard and see if you get anything from Google about this to buy the $50 a month Google guaranteed subscription. In Facebook news, Facebook is running a design test on Facebook pages that eliminates that big thumbs up like button and also eliminates the page like count. Instead, this new design focuses on follows and followers, very similar terminology to their Instagram platform. The current head of Facebook's newsfeed took to Twitter to defend the algorithm of the newsfeed. And during his defense of the newsfeed algorithm, he pointed out that right now the public doesn't have access to impression data. So lots and lots of tools and marketers and journalists tend to look at engagement on a post and believe that that engagement means that the post was seen more. And because of this, he said Facebook is examining ways to get impression data on a per post basis included into public facing data tools so that we may soon be able to see the impressions that a post got inside of the newsfeed. That would be amazing for us marketers. We could then go and look at a competitor's post and see how many impressions it actually got in the newsfeed versus all of the engagement. Over on Instagram, Instagram is testing the ability for users to add links to fundraisers via the Instagram profile. This sounds like it's going to work a lot like the birthday fundraiser feature on Facebook, and they're just going to tweak it a little for the Instagram platform. We take you now to Bing. Bing has released a new WordPress plugin that will actually take your WordPress content and get it indexed inside of Bing immediately after you publish it. Here we go to Reddit. Big news out of Reddit. You will soon be able to schedule and set up recurring posts inside of the subreddit. Over on Twitter, the rumors around a Twitter subscription service appear to have been well-founded. CEO Jack Dorsey talked to Twitter investors, which happened to be one, and in his investor call, he mentioned the drop in advertising revenue and that Twitter would likely explore some sort of subscription feature for the platform by the end of this year. He also made it sound like that if they do release a subscription service, it's going to be like a pro level of Twitter that comes with advanced features. Possibly, maybe, an edit button, Jack? I would probably maybe pay Twitter a few dollars a month if I could edit my tweets instead of having to delete and repost them. It's super annoying. So pay attention to this. We'll see what it ends up being, if it's targeted towards businesses and marketers, or if it's targeted towards consumers. Bonus round! Spotify is going to war against YouTube with video podcast. Apple has released some of their search ranking factors, and when you read them, they sound incredibly familiar. That's because Apple Search, which is barely used inside of Apple at all and inside of Siri product at all, but it uses links and it uses user engagement with the search results to determine what are the best links and the best content to show Apple Search users. This could be a hint that Apple is exploring the idea of dropping Google or reducing the dominance of Google inside of Apple products and maybe building their own Apple Search product, which would be pretty neat for us SEOs to get into and suddenly have to work on Bing and Apple Search and Google and DuckDuckGo. Be really cool. Be back like the 90s again. We'll have multiple search engines we have to work on. Finally, this week, WordPress has announced that WordPress 5.5 will include sitemap.xml files for the first time in the history of WordPress inside of the core WordPress architecture. Sitemap.xml files, for those you don't know, have been around for about 15 years. They are pretty old technology that allow search engines to crawl an XML file of the website that lays out all the pages and blog posts and content of the website. If you're already using something like Yoast or another plugin to manage your XML sitemaps inside of WordPress, you probably don't need to worry about this. But for those that don't know anything about SEO, this is kind of neat because they'll now get out of the box sitemap.xml files. There's a teeny problem though. The default sitemap file name is not sitemap.xml, it's wp-sitemap.xml. So SEOs pay attention when you're working with that. But interesting news out of WordPress, they finally paid attention to SEO after 15 years. That's it for the Weekend Digital Marketing So Far podcast edition. Thank you so much for tuning in to this edition of our podcast. If you have any questions or concerns or comments, head over to the website joeyoungblood.com, click on the contact link, and send us a message. We'd love to hear from you. If you really like the podcast, please share us with a friend, a colleague, or hey, even your boss. I'll talk to you next week.